The availabilities here at Daytona International Speedway in advance of tomorrow's Daytona 500 qualifying. We are joined by members of the JTG Daugherty Racing Team. We have Ryan Priest, the driver of the number 47 Kroger Chevrolet, and Tad Geschechter, owner of the team. This year marks the 25th anniversary for JTG Daugherty Racing. Tad, let me start with you. What does it mean for the team? You come here, you've come a long way since your first race in 95 with Jeff Fuller in that 47.
That is true. I remember we were parked out in the dirt by Lake Lloyd because there's no room for us in the garage. There are like 60 cars here, and it was really an interesting week, a lot of pressure, but it's hard to believe we've done 25 of them now.
Awesome. And Ryan, what does it mean to you? You're going to be your first Daytona 500 this week, and you're in the 47 now.
It's it's very exciting. It's a dream come true. But so he started with a modified driver, and now his 25th season's back with a modified driver. So that's pretty cool. And you know, growing up, I remember, you know, in February it was a big thing. You know, your family, you sit in front of the TV and you watch Daytona 500. So to be able to compete in it this year, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to next Sunday.
All right, we're going to open up to questions for Tad and Ryan. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic. We'll start up front here with Zach.
Zach Tansvetti, kickingthetires.net. Obviously, Ryan, you have a pretty sharp paint scheme for here in Daytona Speed Weeks. You've seen it yourself, but you've also seen it on T-shirts. Is it really cool to see yourself in a cup car on a T-shirt? Is that something that's really kind of stood out to you so far?
Yeah, that paint scheme is pretty sharp, isn't it? I like it a lot. It's really special, to be honest with you, because, you know, racing short tracks, you know, that weekly grind that, you know, where it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you hope to get to this level. And to finally accomplish that, be given this opportunity by Tad, Jody, Brad, everybody affiliated with JTG, and Kroger, it's a great opportunity. And we couldn't do this without sponsors, so having Kroger on board for the entire season and their new pickup delivery ship, they got a great new program they have going on. So anybody, even in the Northeast where we don't have Kroger's, you can still go online, order it, and it can be shipped to you. So that's pretty exciting. So I know the Northeast is probably going to be doing that.
I'm going to go to the far left to Jeff.
Hey, Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Ryan, from everything you've heard so far or seen, what do you think the package is going to race like? Have you talked to other drivers about what their anticipation is as well?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about packaging, and I just keep thinking about all the Kroger packaging that they've been showing us. But, you know, going back, being serious, you know, it's totally different, but it's still racing. We all race, and we all are given the same hand, so nobody has an advantage over the other, and I think it's going to create for close racing, and you know, I'm excited about it because we unloaded at Las Vegas and we had a lot of single car speed, and going back, I think we, you know, have a little to work on to translate it to when we're in the draft, but showed a lot of promise for a team like us that, you know, we're going to be contending for those top 10s, top 5s, top 15s, and hopefully wins. You know, that's our goal, and it's just going to, you know, when I walked into the shop on on Monday and saw all the guys and how excited they were, that's great because, you know, all that hard work, those long nights, those long days that they've been doing to get ready for this season, it's going to pay off.
Come up front to Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire for Tad. What kind of effect do you expect the change in the engine deal to have for you this year in terms of performance?
You know, Childers had a great proc. We ran their motors for a long time. We got a chance to run a Hendrick motor with Chris Buescher at Texas. And, you know, in the old package, it looked like it was worth about 5 spots. Just had a little bit more recovery when you bobbled in the corner. You know, pick up your speed a little bit different, maybe where the torque power curve is a little different. But obviously, we thought it was for the better. That's why we made the switch. So always kind of aspired to do more business with Rick Hendrick. He's at the pinnacle of sports, so it's kind of a dream come true to be partnered up with them in a number of ways.
We'll go to Caleb and then to Alan.
Caleb Whistler, kickingthetires.net. Tad, 25 years is a long time in the sport. How confident are you with all the changes that have been going on in the past couple of years in the future and the direction of the sport?
That's a great question. You know, this is a tough business model. Right now, to be sustainable for the teams, but you know, I think NASCAR understands that, and the level of conversation and the level of meetings, you know, the ideas they're getting batted around. I think everyone knows we got to continue to evolve and change, and I see that work going on earnestly. You know, there's nothing to announce, so people assume, well, we're not doing anything. But I had more meetings downtown and at the R&D Center this winter than I've had in 5 years total. So there's I really believe that we're heading in the right direction. I think this new package is going to be more exciting to watch on the mile and a halfs. I think, you know, the talk they have about continually changing the schedule and livening things up will be really good. And certainly the, you know, the business discussions about, you know, how to make the team model a little bit better. I will say this, 25 years in a tough model, I think makes you stronger and a better business person. So I wouldn't trade it. But just a little bit easier would be a good thing.
We'll stay up front and go to Alan.
Alan Cavana, Fox Sports. Ryan, new team, new situation. What kind of personal checklist do you have, like starting today, of things you need to learn, even if it's single car runs?
Well, Daytona and a cup car, it's going to be different. You're racing against drivers that have been here for a while, so they've obviously got a lot of experience with it. Just get laps and, you know, get as ready as you can be for the duels and use the duels as something to prepare yourself for the 500 to, you know, you'd rather make those mistakes where you lose a couple spots in the duels than you would in the 500 coming down in the closing laps. So, you know, I just, a lot of it's preparation and having the car as prepared as you possibly can. And, you know, I've been there most of the days, seeing all these guys and how excited they are. And when you have crew guys that are excited like they are, they go that extra mile to get the car prepared. So that's what I've been doing along in my own way, is pretty much watching races, kind of, I would say, listening to the drivers more so when they're talking on the radios, just to kind of get an idea of things. But you know, Daytona, it's a wild card, man. Anything can happen. So it's going to be one of those things where every lap's going to be different. So being prepared is definitely going to be key for sure.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Tad, obviously the new rule about the potential for cars being disqualified after post-race inspection, winning car second, whatever, that's obviously something new. How does an owner talk with sponsors in letting them know about this, and what could be the hit for a team, for a sponsor on something like this, whether you win and have it taken away or you have a top five and you're random and have it taken away? What could be the additional penalty with a team, and how do you talk through a sponsor with that even now?
Yeah, obviously, for them, the press information first is critical. I'll say this, you know, your sponsors, they're such a part of the team. They're such partners. You know, I think they're patting us on the back and saying, go get them. And we're in it together. We win together. We lose together. So, you know, the conversations I've had with them have always been, hey, we're part of the team too. And we understand when bumps in the road come. So I don't really, you know, some people say, I'm going to lose a sponsor if I get disqualified. I just think you work so closely with them in this day and age to make this program work for them that it becomes more of a team. And same as I would look at a crew chief that gets disqualified, let's understand what happened. Let's not let it happen again. But certainly I'm behind you 100%. I feel like the sponsors have told us the same thing this winter as the information has become available.
We have any additional questions? All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Good luck as you start your 25th season.
Thank you. Thanks.